The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
We continue with our series where we're looking at women in the Bible. Today we're looking at the life and the story of Delilah, looking at some of the things that we can be able to learn about ourselves, about God, but also to caution about our fallenness that we can be able to take from the life of Delilah. We know the story of Samson and Delilah and how she deceived Samson to be able to acquire where he finds his strength and be able to take that power away from him so that she can be able to give this information to the Philistines and she would get paid on the back of that. But here's something that I find, there's three things that I'd love for us to look at from the life of Delilah that I think are key things that we can learn from her story. The first one being this idea of being cautious of finding ourselves deceived by all sorts of things. Finding ourselves deceived by flattery and therefore finding ourselves going into temptation and wrong beliefs. The second thing that we see from the story of Delilah is this question of how are people because they know you? Are people helped by virtue of knowing you? Or what is the condition of people when we leave them because they know you? And the third and final thing that we look at is that the value that Delilah had on money was greater than the value that she had for relationships. And we're going to unpack this ever so slightly. And we're looking at the first one, this idea of being cautious of finding ourselves deceived by flattery, thus giving into temptation and wrong beliefs. This is so interesting because I read this story and a part of me kind of goes, but Samson, you could have seen. She's literally saying, tell me the secret of your great strength in Judges 16, verse 6, and how you can be tied up and subdued. And Samson says, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been drawn, I'll become as weak as any other man. Then the next day or that night or soon after, that's exactly what happens. And he wins. But she comes back in again and she says the same thing again. But I think what was going on in this moment, which I think is something that I'm able to learn from my own life, is Samson was so caught and I'm so deceived by this flattery that he was receiving from Delilah that he just fell into the temptation that was before him, that he missed what was right in front of him, of the fact that Delilah is actually trying to test this and want to see if you'll be able to tell the secret and actually get you to lose your power. Friend, I think sometimes I look at my own life and I'm just like, Lord, help me to be a little bit more aware of the things that are trying to flatter me, whether it be people, whether it be conversations, whether it be entertainment, whether it be all sorts of media, whether it be the conversations that I have at the water cooler, or being tempted and flattered by the idea of gossip, or even flattered by the idea of going to try find strength and guidance from alternative sources in the spirit, and stepping into other ways of sorcery and whatever other things that are out there, that I may be flattered by this, that I will therefore not have my guards up and likely to fall for that temptation or even wrong beliefs. Friend, I think the life of Delilah, one of the first things that we can see from the story of her life is that flattery is right before our eyes and will be persistent if we're not cautious and aware, and we'll find ourselves giving into this temptation and these wrong beliefs. But the second thing that we see from the life of Delilah that I think is something that is making me reflect in my own life, and I hope it does the same for you, is more a question than it is a statement. Let me ask you this question. Are people helped by knowing you? Do they find that knowing you challenges them to be the best that they can be? Or maybe even more important, does knowing you help the people in their lives and help their relationship with God? Here's a question, friend. Are you willing to be God's instrument in the life of others? Because we look at the influence that Delilah's life had in the life of Samson and you're just like, oh goodness, no. That led to a life of ruin. We're just like, I don't want Delilahs in my life. I must look out for people that are just asking me questions and want to find out and lead me into a completely terrible path. But at the same time, I'm kind of saying, but Lord, am I that person in people's life? Could it be that I'm in a space where I'm not helping the people around me, that I ask the question, are people better off because of you? Are they sort of richer because of having you in their lives. Are you willing to be God's instrument in the life of others, to help people in their relationship with God by virtue of knowing you? Are they in a space where they're better off and they know more of God? We look at the life of Delilah and we see what it looks like when we set ourselves in a space where we allow things and the ways of this world to really overwhelm us and overtake us, that we don't become the salt and the light that we've been called to be. And I think the story of Delilah is cautioning me, is causing me to pause for a moment and go, Lord, help me to be able to say, am I in a space where the people in my life are not richer? Could it be that there isn't Delilah outside, but that there's Delilah in me?
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.